Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Da 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 da. Boo doo 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 doo. In my pussy. We'll start this podcast, Maureen.
Why did you start?
Huh?
What were you talking about?
Nothing. I just want to do a wee intro into the podcast. Like a wee 10 minutes or so. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. I've already recorded a podcast with Mickey Bartlett today, but I know it's only going through one channel. I need to fix up. Talk into it.
Hello.
My guest for this part of the podcast is Maureen.
Hello.
Fiance Maureen.
That's me.
Your jeans have no knees in them. How's it cold as that?
It's cold. But the rest of my body is also cold, so it's just all very cold.
Yeah. Do you want to get an Indian tonight just to spice your minds out? Do we?
Yeah, I'll get running right now.
Do you agree with me immediately though? That's great.
Yeah. Hey, guys, what about marriage? You know?
What about marriage?
It's all about agreeing on takeaways.
You know, we got our rise out of the way this week early and then we clear the rest of our week up.
I'm sorry, what?
Huh?
We and we? Our rise?
Yeah.
It's called Colin being a wee sassy bitch.
Be sassy bitch. I don't bode well with not getting what I want.
I know. You are like... I seen a thing the other day and it was talking about... What was it talking about?
I'm the Kanye of Tyrone now.
It was talking about... Oh, it was actually like some YouTuber talking about like not being on a train without kids. How amazing it is. It's like no one's complaining. No one's whinging that it's, you know, taking too long or that they're uncomfortable. No one has to go to the toilet 6 times. No one... And literally everything he described was you. So you are identical to a toddler.
Yeah.
Everything he described, the tantrums and mood swings, not getting all you. So
yeah. It's the burden of being a genius.
Clearly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Maureen, this is being filmed right now, so hopefully we can...
What? You should have told me.
I know, Maureen is actually... You're wearing... You've got a real...
I mean, I've got a really
You've got a real
nice
cute outfit on. Yeah, you got like a lacy top. Jeans with a cowboy belt, which I'm pretty sure is inside out, but you keep telling me it's not.
It's not, look.
And then you got wee cute Vans. Fuck me. Cute Vans, but then also like a big furry top for bed.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Dressing gown?
Top for bed, shall I?
Dressing gown? What's a nightie? Is that something different to a dressing gown? I think our household when I was younger was fucked up because they would be like, they would call a dressing gown a nightie. I know there's that Belfast argument of like, is that a house coat?
It's not.
People in our house would be like, oh, grab my nightie, and they meant that. Fucking retards in my house. I don't know. I never had jammies or any of that shit my whole life. So, not that it was not in like a abusive way, neglect way. They just didn't have them.
Yeah, a lot of guys just don't, do they?
Nah, just sleep in your pants, bro. That is gross. What you should do is
you shouldn't sleep in your pants. Like
you should have like sleeping pants.
Yeah. They're called pajamas.
I remember this guy I went to uni with, and he was in the early stages of going out with this girl, and they were, you know, sneaking around each other's house and riding. You know why people do that? They're like, I'm back in a minute, I'm going around to ride this person.
Sure.
And he said they were done boning one night, and then he put like his boxers back on or something, and she was like, are you like nervous to be around me still? And you keep putting your pants back on. He goes, no, I just want to, this is the way he said it, like, I just want to rub my bare fucking dick and asshole around your bed, if that's all right. She's like, oh, well, thank you very much.
That is nice.
And I was like, what a fucking puss. Rub your dick everywhere, you know? Shit all over your bed. Me and Mickey, in the upcoming podcast, we're talking about, because he found a peanut in his top pocket while he was sitting here.
Really?
Yeah, which is so Mickey. Like, Mickey talked one time about wearing a fucking onesie. And having to like turn it inside out to shake out the fucking Dorito flakes out of the feet. And I'm like, only because it's you, Mickey, I'm like, are you sure it was Dorito flakes and not just foot flakes?
a combination of the two, perhaps.
Yeah, if I go back, there was like an old Audio Picnic podcast that was filmed and uploaded, and we were talking about his feet, and I just cut in.
Oh yeah.
The video of the picture of his foot, and I swear to God, the bottom of his foot looked like a fucking like.
I still have never share watched that.
Ciabatta. It was fucking gross. Stop. That's ruined ciabattas for me for life. Your hands are surprisingly warm.
And they're still quite cold, but that's it's less.
I mean, they're warmer than they usually are.
My hands are so cold that literally for about a week there, my ring kept falling off because my hands just like bones now.
That's all the weight you're using. Oof. Maureen, spoiler alert.
What?
I bought you a gift.
Did you?
Yeah, I bought me a new gym shoes.
Oh, yes. Because we're CrossFitters now.
Yeah, more or less.
Class.
And it makes sense. It really does make sense because...
I mean, I love my gym trainers right now, but they're almost... They look so good that they're not even practical.
Yeah, that's the place... That's the place where...
They're the Nike Flex Experience ones. They're so cool, but...
They're nice shoes, but they're like for... You know, like people go to like the happy pair, like you're posing?
Yeah. I like to actually wear them. So sometimes I don't like wearing them in the gym because I'm like, oh, they'll get really...
That's your active like, wear. You know, like you're going...
They're active wear.
Let's go for a walk beside the beach. You put on the nice trainers. Yeah. They don't need to necessarily perform. The ones I bought us are like CrossFit shoes. So they're like quite flat for lifting weights.
Yeah, I think that's what we need more so.
We do. Because I noticed it so much. If like those deadlifts I was doing today, I had like those New Balance shoes, which even our trainer said to me, he's like, you'd wear them with a pair of jeans. They're not like fucking training shoes. But they're so soft, you feel like you're going to either, like, your ankle's going to turn over on the softness of them, or, like, your foot's going to rip out the side of the material. So, like, I ordered us some pretty fucking hardcore shoes. And they're matching.
But
not,
like,
not in colour, but it's, like, the same shoe.
What colour is yours? More like blue, is it?
Mine's...
And mine are, like, pink?
Yeah. Yours are black and pink, and mine are, like, navy and light blue and gum sole. But for some reason, the colour of mine were like on offer, so they were more or less the same price as yours.
Worth it though.
Because the unreduced version of them were like £105 or something. So there you go.
Are dear, aren't they, trainers?
I think, but that's the thing. If you're getting good shit, you gotta go dear. It's like anything. Yeah. You do makeup, you should know better than anybody.
Well, yeah, usually you end up working out better in the long run.
You can buy any old trash, but then if you want the real shit that lasts you long, costs a fortune. Are you doing a Snapchat of us?
No, I'm just trying to put my phone in airplane mode. I didn't realise it was on.
Yeah,
how much money do you waste on like getting stuff that's like not quite the right stuff?
Oh yeah.
And then you end up spending more in the long run.
Well, I was talking to Mickey. Mickey today was talking about like, oh, much as like a GoPro. And I went, I actually want to buy a GoPro at the minute. I was like, why not just sell you this one for fucking like pretty cheap and I'll just put it towards a new one. But I was trying to say to him like, the dearest GoPro you can get is £400. So they're quite cheap. But then I said, if you're going to spend that money, what I would do is and this is like an honest fucking thing right now. I'd be like, put your money in getting like an iPhone 10 with like 128 gig of memory.
Yeah.
Because as someone who's like him, he's not making videos all the time. I'm like, the phone does all the work for you. There's like programs. Yeah. It even has that Clips program now where it's like it puts fucking subtitles and shit in for you.
Seriously? Wow.
Like if you wanted to make a quick I think there's a lot of people on the internet do it, but like see this setup here where it's like a video and then above and below you can put the title of the video in. You can do that straight in the phone now.
Wow. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, so you could literally run a fucking like online content fucking bullshit.
Also a thing that I never thought about was the fact that only GoPros phones and some other cameras just run continually.
Yeah, they record
most
constantly.
Other cameras,
as far as I know,
stop at 25
as far
minutes.
As I know, there's like a GoPro does it, an iPhone does it, and then you gotta go right to like a fucking Sony FS7,
yeah,
which is like thousands and thousands of pounds. Everything in between kind of has a cutoff
also point. If it's on your phone then you can easily like work, as you say, edit it, whereas if it's on a GoPro, someone like Mickey who's maybe not gonna start bringing stuff in and chopping it up and editing.
He's not.
You'll never
If you're going to get moved there, then you need a fucking Mac. Then you need to buy Final Cut. Then you need all that
buy
shit.
An iPhone.
Whereas you've got iMovie on the phone. Or even Capture, which is the GoPro one. You can edit in that as well.
Oh.
You can do all sorts of shit. And then you buy that thing at the Apple shop that you put your phone in. And it steadies your footage.
It's crazy, isn't it?
But it would work for him, like, you know what I mean? You know, just sorting out people's career here. Yeah. That's what we do here at the General Banter Podcast. T-shirts are out probably this weekend.
we're
saying I've been invoiced for them, so they must be ready.
I'm pretty sure we can say the word inundated now with messages about t-shirts. Yeah,
almost pestered. Would you say pestered?
No, it was never pestering. I kind of just feel bad that we don't have an answer.
Yeah.
But they are, they should be in by the weekend. But I think you could do a pre, like a, you can buy these tomorrow kind of thing. If we,
oh, yeah.
If we once, get the message that
once,
they're
once
in.
Once I get an actual day for collection, I can put them on sale.
Yeah, perfect.
So they'll be good. I'll go get some.
Be good for some bodies. I think everyone wants them for some bodies.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, I should do a limited edition green one.
All right, now just get the ones you want. You're jumping ahead.
Wait here, this fucking asshole here. I was listening to this before you got in here. Wait here. 2018, no oh, well. Human needs for fuck's sake. This is like a... Sorry. Jesus Christ. This is a vegan. Some sort of genderless weirdo.
2018, no single human needs an animal product to survive. This is like a movement, and there's going to be a bunch of people that are lagging behind, and if you want to be at the forefront of actual progressive thinking, then you know where to come.
It's a fad, not a movement.
It's not it's a fad. It's well, a, you can, yeah. What is racism fad as well?
Because veganism got to do with racism.
Essentially, this is speciesism. You're abusing.
No, comparison is so insulting. You're so insulting and wrong.
I think what you said is absolutely really offensive and quite disgusting.
Speciesism. So he's like, you're being like racist towards cows as if they're like an inferior species.
That's a bit mad. It's
do you know why? Because they are. Huh?
Yeah.
We got, what the fuck are you going to do with a cow? Like, if you hadn't taken that away and slaughtered it for meat, it would have... Huh? What? Nothing. Done nothing.
I know. Yeah, it's a bit like what, you know, are you using them just, they're just going to be roaming around the fields or for no,
yeah.
If there's no farming,
and they just
fall,
you know, like fall,
what, there will be no use for them. They'll probably actually, all die because of that then.
Yeah, no one would use cows. So they would just be you'd be like off. Ignoring them and they'd die off themselves yeah. Probably. No, like, no one would be treating like
well, no
diseases
have them
that they
pets.
Have. Like a disease might wipe a load of pile yeah. Of cows out.
Well, like, yeah, it yeah. Has done that.
It has done past, that. Yeah. And they were in fucking captivity being looked after and they still get sick and die.
I mean, a food chain is a chain so that it keeps the one before it going. So yeah. it is a chain, but...
Yeah, the actual sort of... I mean, I've heard that on fucking Joe Rogan's podcast when they're talking about hunting. The reason a lot of animals still exist is because of hunting,
mm-hmm.
Which is like counterproductive, but it's like they're protected so they breed more. So they're, and then they need to be controlled sometimes with hunting. But if they did nothing, they'd be gone.
Yeah.
Whatever animals. But what do you hear? There was a term this guy used, I never fucking shit myself. Oh, stop. Yeah, can't.
Like saying that we've got equality for black and brown people now. So, yeah, of course we've got to have the cows and the sheep. And it's like, what is that saying about people of colour and the position of society that you yourself view us so, yeah, in?
I think that's appalling, an appalling
it is appalling. So, because, no, it's what
you're...
You would
go and rape the cow yourself?
No.
No, I would not go and rape a cow.
You are. Every time you buy milk, you're paying someone to rape a cow.
No, you are not.
Yes, you are. Every time you buy milk, you are asking someone to rape a cow. You're commissioning the rape of a cow. You are a rape commissioner.
What?
That's my fucking Halloween outfit sorted. I am the rape commissioner.
That's, I don't really, like, how, what?
So he thinks...
Does he consider milking a cow rape? What?
Yeah, he's out of his fucking mind, like, you're a rape commissioner. I was going to go as the slut shaman, but now I'm going to go as the rape commissioner.
Jesus, that is so crazy.
That guy's out of his fucking mind, like, but what happens, you know, does he not, you know, is he like, does he think that cows... aren't doing it. And you know, it's like, is he only feeling sorry for like animals that eat vegetation?
I know.
You know, because does he care about other animals that just
eat anything
that fucking moves?
Other
there's
animals
footage,
eat other animals.
There's footage of deer, which you think just eat grass and fucking nuts and pebbles. But then there's one where there was a bird stuck in a fence and the deer just walks up and just chews it up and eats it. A deer just eats a bird. You're going like, oh, you just murdered that poor defenseless.
You know, does he come to the point of view that he would start, like, putting animals on trial for murder? Murdering another animal? Like, that's... There has to be a line between animals and humans. Like,
you're a rape commissioner.
You can't say that.
It's like...
It's a ridiculous way.
You know, I'm pretty sure... Are cows not relieved when they're milked?
Yeah. If you've ever lived by a farm, cows love to be milked. They will naturally, you know, a lot of the time... be producing milk for their young anyway. So yeah. The thing is, if they don't get milked enough, you hear them. Like, that's why cows are really smart, that they can walk up and they can actually go on to machines now that milk for them, because they actually, it's they need relief. It. Yeah. They actually need that.
It's like a relief for them.
But obviously, I know people are going to argue the only reason they have so much milk is because they're, it's you've overproduced.
You've taken their children away from them.
But at the same time, that's not rape. That's a very strange... You can't say rape, can you? Like, milk? Milk rape?
And but he's saying it's a sentient being.
That's...
The cow does, yeah, it's a bit like... Yeah, it's hardly rape, like, if you set up a machine and the cow will willingly go to it to be milked. Because it is a relief. The same as, like, you know when people talk about foie gras?
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking things being force-fed and all that shit? What they don't tell you is, like... When you watch those videos and stuff, they see the fucking dude walk into the machine and they run towards him like they're being fed. You know? They're like, oh my god, I'm getting fed now. I mean, it is a bit rough because they fatten them way up and it's very unhealthy, but like, it's a fucking duck, like, you know what I mean? Who gives a shit about a duck?
I've been called
a lot of things in my life, but a rape commissioner. I think it's important that we don't use the word rape.
Exactly.
When to apply it to
sexual harassment of cows. So you're more offended by the language than the actual murder and rape of these animals.
No, because the language is offensive. I'm sorry, mate, but like, if I'm going to take you down one day to a women's shelter where people have been abused, raped, and you can sit there and you can say that to those women's faces, and then we'll have a conversation there. It's all well and good you saying this in your little vegan bubble and all of this sort of stuff, but when you're faced with people whose lives have been destroyed through rape and domestic violence, and you want to sit there telling them that their experience is similar to some cow in a field, that's a level of arrogance I haven't even come across.
No, it shows your lack of respect for actual sentient beings.
No, it shows your lack of respect for women. That's what it shows.
Ooh.
Britain's most offended. Is that a series? Is eating meat as bad as being racist? My fucking day.
I mean, I get a little bit of, like, I don't mind veganism and I see the point of it. And I do think people generally should try and eat more plant-based things. I do agree with it. I completely agree with it. I think people should try and eat more things that are just natural. They're not produced by anything. It's not because of something else, or it's not eating another animal. I do get that, but it's people like that are dangerous. You know, the people like that, they're sort of thinking, I'm so right that anything I say, any opinion I have on it now is absolutely fact, and that's not true at all.
Oh, yeah.
I do agree with veganism, and it's fine to be vegan, and I do like some of the lifestyle. In fact, lots of things we eat are quite vegan, really. I'll try
or as I call them, sides.
No, but say like the just silly things like the honey. Instead of the honey, it's like the agave thing, because it's a plant. It's just easier to get, and it's not, you know, putting a lot of pressure on bees. There's certain things that are, like, fine to choose from, or eating more plant-based things because they're a lot healthier for you. But it's when people start going this real, like...
No, it's just...
My whole life is dictated by being vegan.
Extreme left fucking thing where it's just, like...
It's quite dangerous. It's a dangerous mindset.
Yeah. I mean, people talk about toxic masculinity and all that shit. The real toxicity is from those people who are just not allowing people to do anything. And they're jumping straight from, I'm going to fucking slam down on you so hard for a fucking rule that I made up that you don't even know about. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You could be like, oh, blah, blah, she said this. Right, well, you're a fucking cunt who should lose his job because you referred to her as she when it's actually a dude that looks like a girl. You know, things like that where you're like, you don't get the chance for me to even explain it to you or to have a discussion about it. It goes from a thing you don't know. What's that fucking quote? Literally, what's that quote where it's like, oh my god, it's crackling about there like a motherfucker. There was like a quote from like the fucking Marines or something, like a sniper thing, and it says, from a place you can't see comes a sound you won't hear, which is like so fucking ominous. That literally means like, you know, We're going to shoot you in the head and you're not going to fucking know about it at all. That's what they're like. They'd be like, from an opinion you've never heard comes a punishment that you didn't know exists. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, by the way, that the rules have changed now and we have no tolerance for it forever. And also, because that you're like a white man or whatever, you don't have the actual right to speak now.
Yeah, you've even less rights.
We're so liberal, you don't get the right to speak because you're white and a male and straight.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you fucking even saying? You know, take the spacer out of your fucking nostril there and do something that's more important than worrying about words. You know? I know, what was the other thing? Suck my dick. Yeah?
Your big animal dick.
My big fucking red meat dick. Toxic masculinity. Wait till you see my dick. You think toxic masculinity is like fucking mansplaining and all? Nah. Wait till you smell my dick. Oh. Wait till you smell my dick, bitch. That's toxic masculinity. Huh? Anyway, I just wanted you in here more to just do a little run up into the podcast I did with Mickey. Okay, thumbs up. He brought wagon wheels.
Oh.
Jammy ones. Haven't
seen a wagon wheel in a long time.
I know. He probably found them in a cupboard from 1996. Knowing Mickey, the mad bitch. But anyway, that's a lovely little...
quite bad for you, aren't they?
They're quite bad for you?
Yeah.
Would you think they were some sort of vegan gift?
Just wasn't sure what the old...
Chocolate marshmallow biscuit jam.
You could literally just, to me nowadays, I'm going, you could eat so much, many more things instead of a wagon wheel.
What's in it?
167 calories in a wagon wheel. Land a lot of sugar.
I have one. They're not even really that nice, to be honest.
I used to eat them every day in school, I think.
Yeah.
Every day for lunch.
Okay, fair enough.
So, that's, you can take.
Rock me, boob. Right, okay, let's get out of here, Wubba.
Yeah.
Here's a podcast with Mickey. I didn't play the intro in this podcast or in this section because we play it in the other one. So enjoy it. Hopefully we can pull a clip out of this podcast. Where do you see my clip? Where do you see my clip?
Clip.
Right.
What?
Clipperous. Right, see you later, guys. Bye, all the best.
Now. Bye.
Here's Mickey Bartlett. Mm-hmm.
What's that for?
That's for syncing up the sign, sir.
Oh, we got you.
What's crack, people? Welcome to General Banter Podcast. With your host today, Colin Geddes. Joining us this evening is a young man from the town of Lurgan who is a wonderful shirt on today. Let's try and get some video clips up from this today because I feel like the world is lying with their legs open going... Give me clips.
Aye.
And we're not giving it to them.
I think I wore this shirt the last time I was on your podcast. I feel a bit...
Well, I don't really change my clothes. I'll get like a thing, and then that's me for quite some time. Until I can be fucked changing it. But the last podcast went down very well with yourself.
Did it, eh?
Aye, everyone was loving it.
Oh, good.
Loving it, bro.
Is that the one where we talked about raping her?
Yeah, but it was very Sweet. Insightful and well thought out, I found. What about the losing of my voice there? I'll play this intro and then we'll get well and truly stuck into it. Well, I'll try and play it. For fuck's sake, you bastard. Bars for me. Banter podcast with Colin Geddes. What about you, baby? I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Jettis. It's Geddes, actually. Geddes. Fuck you. There you have it, the best intro known to man. Yeah, we got great feedback after the last podcast. Everyone was loving it. They're like, oh my god, nearly fucking... You know, when they just get so animated about it, like... Nearly fucking stabbed my wife. I was laughing that hard, and you're fucking beat her to death.
I fucking kicked the baby off a bridge.
I was driving along in the car, laughed so hard I just fucking swerved into all the foot traffic on the pavement. Laughed my bollocks off.
Which is good because I had cancer in one arm. Thanks for the operation. What the fuck? That's fantastic.
There's a picture of fucking Mike Tyson, just says Black Panther, and he's holding up a pair of black pants. Have you seen Black Panther?
I have, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
I was really jealous I didn't see it, and then Maureen went to see it in Liverpool or Manchester, and she was like, oh, you wouldn't like it. Very black and African. You wouldn't like it.
Not enough crackers in it for my life. No, it was good. Do you know, I went and saw it in 3D, though, which I think, I don't know if I need my eyes tested, but Marvel movies in 3D, it's just too blurry.
Yeah, no, you're
Do you
right.
I mean, the fight scenes are so fucking fast.
Yeah, you're like, right, you're right. I wouldn't go see anything in fucking 3D. I like to watch things in a box. Fuck curved screens, fuck 3D, fuck all that shit. Just let me watch it on a square.
Aye. You know? And what happened to... Just put 50p in the back of the TV and I'll tell you when I'm finished.
Exactly. I'll decide when I need
Usually
to
Usually after I've come.
Which was a struggle back in the fucking... In those days of TV, I'm sure. I remember watching... Do you remember Eurotrash? Like, what a gift to puberty was Eurotrash. Fucking Eurotrash. Like, I remember seeing, I'm near enough sure the first boner I ever had was just this black girl with, like, obscenely large tits on an exercise bike. And they were both just kind of clanging about, like, and I was like, I am into that.
Aye.
Do you know? Not, I am into, not think, cycling, tits.
I think I saw, like, Red Shoe Diaries or one of those things first.
I don't even know what that is.
It was on Channel 5. Do you remember that it was, like, was there a show on Channel 5 where they just followed fucking strippers about and stuff?
Was
there? Oh, gee, I used to ring it out, like...
ring it out? There was no ringing when you're that age?
Oh, but if you do it, if you're fucking knocking out fucking 12 a night, yeah. You're ringing it, like...
Jesus Christ.
Non-stop.
How many times did you blow a load to this noise?
See, we didn't have the internet, so I had fucking, like... I became, like, a fucking... crime fighter, I would stay up that late because I would go, there's bound to be one hit somewhere in one of these five channels. In the bedroom. I just flicking through it. There's one, go!
That's crazy.
Also why I'm still at 31 a premature ejaculator.
Premature ejaculator.
I only had a tiny window to come in. Like Jimmy Savile.
Tiny window to come in.
It's like a rabbit hutch or
a
something.
Portcullis. A Wendy house. That's Mickey's window. It needs a squeegee in, to be fair. Mickey's first person has a wank window in his bedroom.
It's like jail. You got a visitor, really?
Nah. it's like the gentleman's glory hole. It's got a wee set of blinds on it. I watched a video once, and how did we get on the porn so quick? I nearly
because we're the two best friends.
Disgusting. I'm literally looking at my Instagram to see if there was any memories that I could. Drawn. Do you ever see that girl doing the curling?
I saw a couple of the women doing the curling and
Look how hot she is.
No.
You know, there's a lot of people watching this probably thinking these two fucking, you know, patriarchy bastards.
But you can't deny, like,
she's so.
It blew my mind that
so hot.
That Russian curler was taking steroids.
Yeah, it was her. Was it not?
I thought it was a dude.
They're a couple. They're a married couple, I think.
Bet you the fucking housework takes no time at all in that
house. The kitchen doesn't need in the way. I do it.
Yes, the brushing carpet so quick it go on fire.
Fuck sake, Dimitri, the tiles are...
Dimitri, we pay for good clicking wooden floor, you fuck it up, you scratch.
Dimitri, you've washed all the grout off the tiles, you cunt. You son of a whore.
You bastard, you mother suck dick in hell.
Where are we from?
Where am I from? I'm from India, bastard. She's way too hot for a fucking curler, like. You
she
know?
Is hot. What do you call that golfer with a big
Do you reckon
fucking...
she would literally just pull the dick right off you, wouldn't you? Just with that brush speed? Come on, man.
Imagine if he came with Thor, it wouldn't be a problem.
Huh? I know. Or if you were married to a curler and they're like, quick, my ma's coming right here in 3 minutes. Clean the fucking place up. No bother, sir. No bother. Did you watch any Winter Olympics?
No, not at all. I was moving house, so.
How do you... I mean, it's weird, like, they should... Oh, well, they did. Sorry. I was going to say they should make... I was just thinking about how do you get into curling if you're from, like, you know, fucking Dubai? Or probably your dad, who's a prince, makes you one.
Aye.
But, like, you know what I mean? It's like...
How do you get into it anyway? Because it doesn't look that exciting a sport.
I mean, I suppose it's like... How do you get into, like, snooker? Or how do you get into, like, things that are, you know, like, precision fucking...
My father was a curler. His father before that was a curler. And now I play snooker.
Sorry, curly. Curly. I was talking to Alan Irwin last night, and he goes, No, someone brought up the fact that we're like, oh yeah, there's a guy I know and his sister does like calm shows.
Sorry.
And this is William Thompson, who's running the charity gig last night. He does what was that? It was a fundraiser for Marie Curie, right?
So great cause.
It was fucking how morbid are or they're not morbid, but comedians have no decorum at all when it comes to like it was a cancer gig for William's mom who died of cancer, and then Alan's mom recently died of cancer, and the two of them are like fucking firing off cancer jokes because Alan had just lost money on a fucking like football accumulator, and he's sitting staring at, you know, like Bet365 on the phone, it's changing and all, he's, you fucking bastard, and all, and he's like, I was at 175 quid there and now it's down to like 25 or something, and then he's like, I'm fucking fuming, I'm gonna go on stage raging here, and he, William's there, and he goes, you better fucking pay me back out of that bucket, and he goes, and I want the cancer money, and he goes, I don't want you to pay me yourself, I want the, I'll only sleep if I know it's the cancer money. You know what Alan's like? He's like, he gets so fucking like irate and stuff. I was pissing myself.
Angry Alan Irwin is fucking hysterical.
I know. But then William Thompson goes, oh yeah, some fella I know, his sister does cam shows. And he goes, it's so bizarre. Obviously, if your mate's sister did a fucking cam show, you'd be all over it. You'd have to watch
you'd
it.
You'd have like, to. You just, yeah.
I feel like if my sister did a cam show, I'd be like, what? And then I would have to watch it.
Send me the link.
I'd vomit. Yeah. Like, but he was his impression of him, of her going like, oh, my wee pussies all taste nice and all. And I was like, and then Alan goes, I can barely deal with fucking like, you know, like even British ones or something. Right. And he goes, because they're all from the north of England. It's like, it does kind of sound a bit like fucking Game of Thrones.
Where I heard,
gonna pull your wire off, you bastard.
I ended up watching one of those. It was,
winter is coming.
It was like a way of gigging in a hotel and just was like, I want to have a fucking real dirty wank. And like,
I'm going to stick the free shampoo up my
arse. Got invested in it though. And then it was like, you like that, don't you? And I was like,
you're right, Mick. Shush your cock.
They're so funny.
I remember.
I love that cock up my ass. Had a big dirty shite earlier.
I had Vindaloo for tea.
Is your cock burning? Didn't give me enough of that yoghurty stuff. You got any yoghurt for me? There we go, on me back.
Oh, come with this, Nan. Oh my God. That'd be one way to like, if you were in a relationship and the guy was all like, oh, just let me bang you in the ass. And then, and then you're like, all right then. And then the night before you're just, but bang a Vindaloo into Christ. You. Be like sticking a fucking wasp nest. Would it be spicy in your dick?
Would it be?
Probably. It's spicy in your asshole. I don't imagine. If you know, most people always talk about rings thing. If you eat something spicy enough, like real spicy, you will feel it just travel through your body. Like, you'll feel it rip your fucking guts apart.
I had a fucking like 24-hour stomach bug last week.
Oh yeah, I remember texting you and about, you were like, sorry for the text. I mean, shitting like a maniac.
Shitting, boking and speaking to the dead. Like it was a proper fucking, granny, is that you?
That's wild.
Do you know one of those
for like a day? I mean, do you really get those? Like the 24-hour? Well, actually I'm lying because I had one in fucking, in Thailand.
It was basically my girlfriend's nephew had it. So everyone that's been in contact with this little tiny baby over the last week and a half have just ended up at some point like, well, yeah, me too.
You've got a diseased baby.
Oh, he's just a wee... He's the cutest baby as well, so you don't, you're like, yeah, fucking spit in my mouth, go for it. Like, yeah. It sounded creepier than it was supposed to. Yeah, sorry about that. Super
creepy. Spit me mouth, you dirty baby bastard. Have you shit yourself again?
You shit your nappy, you fucking useless
gummy cunt.
Fucking dribbly bastard.
But yeah, everybody just got like, do like the difference with one of those bugs is you're like, you don't feel sick until you're vomiting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you're like, I think yeah, and it was like, do the kind of book that comes out, like if I had a stick, I reckon I could have put it up like into my mouth and not got it wet.
Oh yeah, the sunflower, like, they
like,
call it.
Like, yeah, oh my God, it was shocking.
Goes like, out like,
and then I had to, because I was gigging in Leicester, so it got like 3 a.m, woke up like,
you could have still done stand up and been sick.
Oh yeah, yeah,
pulled the mic there.
You're for great cause.
Any students?
I wanna be where the people are. But I had to like fucking get a flight. I had to get up at 4. Woke up at 3, boken anyway. Had to get a taxi at 4 o'clock to the airport, to fly to Dublin, and then get the bus from Dublin to Belfast to go back to Lurgan to sleep for a couple of hours to do a gig in Belfast on Wednesday night.
Where was that?
Someone's Titanic Centre.
Somebody Snapchatted me of you on stage.
Dick. Like,
I'll be honest with you, it seemed loud.
Oh my god, it was shocking.
Who was on? McGarry?
McGarry was emceeing, and like, so it was like the hospitality award ceremony or some shit like that. So, but it was one of those ones where like he came off, he was just hosting these, yeah. Basically it was like 100 bars around Northern Ireland got a well done you, but it's a big fundraiser for charity or something. And you know it's bad when like the MC comes off, and I was like, so how are you? How's things? Haven't seen you for a while. And he's like, listen, just do your time. Yeah. Like just 1,000-yard stir of like, they're just... And he kept looking, like looking into the room, like, I just don't think of the money. They're just, I'm like, I'm just trying to keep my asshole inside my body right now. So just tell me when I'm on and when I'm off.
Do not know why people book comedians for things. And like, you know, I did a corporate recently that one at the Empire I was talking about. And I was just like, why is this happening?
Aye.
You know? Why did you decide that this would be a good place to have a fucking comedian?
It's because usually what'll happen is the person who's in charge of it or the person who books it loves comedy and thinks it's a great idea,
yeah.
But doesn't realise that 80% of people on the planet think Mrs. Brown's Boys is as far as it goes.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I was saying to Alan Irwin last night, I was like, I don't even understand the act of watching comedy. Like I was sitting in a room like, I don't even understand why you go watch this. But then maybe that's better, that if you do stand up,
it changes it, it's more natural for you to do it than it is to sit
and watch it. Like.
Yeah, I can't relax into watching stand up unless I'm on.
Yeah, no, you see, I can't even do that. I'd have to not be on, drinking. I'd have to really be on a night out by myself. Well,
the time me and you went to see Bill Burr, that was like,
that was the weirdest experience ever, because it was shortly after in Glasgow when that helicopter had crashed through the fucking roof of a pub.
Yeah, remember that?
And the place was, and it was that end of town as well. And it was like fucking weird. And then he played, and it was so weird because me and Maureen were gonna go, and then at the time we're like, we can't even afford to go to this. And I sold the tickets, I think, and then you got fucking 2 tickets. We're like, cool, we'll go to this. And I was like, sorry, Maureen, bye. And
remember we had the wee bed on the boat, no?
And yeah, that was the best bit, because the fucking gig that theater. What was that? No, was that a?
It was the O2, wasn't it?
Or one academy of the O2s? Or something? Yep, some sort of academy, but it was like so fucking cold that we were like full coats and scarves and everything, and like drinking these giant double pint beers, and I don't remember much. Fucking,
we're doomed.
Bill Burr. After that, to be honest,
there was a kebab that night as well, and a lot of bad farts in the hotel room. Like it was.
I think we went day drinking and then back to the hotel for like sleeps.
Aye.
And it's fucking.
Oh, we're a mess.
Do you remember that? And then we slept it off a bit and we're like, right, let's go and
watch the best comedian in the world and feel shit about ourselves.
Yeah, from miles away where we can't see him and we're drunk as fuck.
Aye. Good times.
So cold. Good times. Bro. It was so cold. I can't drink during the day with it and sustain it at all. I love it. Like, I love drinking during the day, but it fucking kills me. Like,
I'm at that point of unhealthiness where I'm like, the only reason I'm drinking is because I can eat something disgusting at the end of the night. I can't wait to finish all this drinking and get a pizza.
I've done that a few times. I done that the night after your birthday. We did Oma, and we got the fucking thing out of Giuseppe's, the pizza. And I left it in the hotel room, and we're doing that gig. And I was going on last, it took me about 12 fucking Jamesons to feel half normal.
Yeah.
And then eventually I could stand up straight, and I was like, right, okay, I think I'm okay. Did the gig, and literally it was just like, it was countdown to like, got back that pizza. Like, everyone's like, oh, sitting around chatting, all those lads from like the Fellowship podcast and everything. And I was like, lads.
I have
a fucking 12-inch sitting in the bedroom.
On a pizza?
That I want to stuff into my.
I remember thinking, like, that was one of those hangovers where I was like, am I hungry or is this heartburn? Like, I couldn't tell the difference between, like, this could be a fucking tumour.
Yeah.
And then I ate something and was like, no, it was heartburn.
Yeah. Do you know what fucking, there was one day Maureen bought that, we actually tried it at your house, the fucking apple cider vinegar, and then Maureen bought the same one. And she was like, oh no, you take this before you put anything in your stomach, you know, like, zings up your body. And I took it raw, just a shot of it, and it hit my stomach, and I was like, I'm so aware of where my stomach is in my body, because the whole thing was filled. It was filled with pain, and I was like I have like stomach cancer. I was literally thinking that. I was like, that shouldn't be that sore, but then obviously it's just pure acid going in your stomach. So it fucking probably is sore, but it was ache. It was like an injury. It was sore for like fucking 2 days.
You're not supposed to drink that straight. Like, you're supposed to dilute it, aren't you?
I know, but are you supposed to drink it before you eat food and shit?
I don't know. I haven't really. I haven't really gone near that stuff yet.
And that's a load of shit, especially when you're talking about things that are like fermented. No, eat like sauerkraut then.
Aye.
Because it tastes like fucking coleslaw.
Somebody was telling me about like fermented tea, which sounds slightly more palatable. No hot pickle juice, I don't know.
It's, do you know what it is? It's like, you know, the amount of steps that both me and you have to go for or go through before you get to the point where you can test healthy things. You know, like, your life would have to be so healthy where someone's like, oh, I hear fucking kombucha's good. And you're like, oh, I'll add that in the mix of, you know, the avocados and the fucking butternut squashes. We can't be like, I've been blocked for 6 days straight. Let me take a fucking apple cider vinegar.
Exactly.
Oh my God, dick V's. That's not going to happen, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Unless they have fucking kale beside the, or included in the fucking Tesco meal deal.
Yeah.
There's not an awful lot I can do with that right now.
Just the fucking chicken and stuffing sandwich, kale salad, and a fucking,
and just smoothie. A wee bottle of pickle juice if you have it.
It's so funny, like, the amount of shit that you think's healthy, and then someone does the research, and they're just like, oh no.
What have you been doing?
I had a fucking eating plan from personal trainer, and I didn't, like, really, I sort of roughly took food ideas from it.
Aye.
But, like, I was looking, and there's allocated, like, when they break down your calories and you can eat loads of stuff that's really high in protein, quite low in calories, whatever, and then it gets to the point where it's like, oh yeah, you could literally eat a fucking packet of Skittles now.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? It's not that nutritious, but it's like, if you want to eat sweets, you just fuck around with your diet and then you can eat it. And there's things like, you know, they'll show you, like, there's an Instagram thing I followed and it was like, here's a handful of fucking cashew nuts or something. You go, oh, cashew nuts, healthy as fuck. And then beside it was like, or you can eat 4 Mars bars because it's the fucking same calories. Aye. You know what I mean?
It's like, nuts, isn't it? Like,
or,
yeah.
Like, or those fucking, sure, you know, like pure orange juice first thing in the morning. They're like, that will give you fucking diabetes. Like,
aye.
Because your body's like, is this orange juice or fucking Fanta? I don't know.
Aye, because it's
just sugar. Aye. Your body doesn't know where the fuck it comes from. So whether you're eating it in a fucking, you know, one of those innocent smoothies where you read it and you go, oh my God, there's kale in that.
Aye.
And then also 9 sugars. Or you can just have a good Pepsi Max and drink some water. Yeah. You fucking losers. All this reminds me of is like nerds. I just remember there was a bunch of like computer program nerds. And instead of water, they just drank Pepsi Max.
Oh.
And they had their big fucking overlord who was like, it's so funny. It's so funny how, like, these sub-genres, you know, like these wee counterculture things can have their, like, fucking playboy in the middle of it that wouldn't work in regular life. So you'd see these, like, swarm, more of a herd of just fat fucking programmers, and there's the odd girl in there. And then there's the one guy who's, you know, the currency in his world is like, I'm the best at fucking Sims or whatever the fucking game is. He's like, I'm the daddy at, like, whatever fucking stupid fucking lose your mind game that they're playing. So he's the king.
Aye.
Even though everyone else in regular life is like, look at this fat, smelly, neckbeard,
just
fucking trench coat wearing cunt.
Just fuck
it. But literally, he's just hoisting his gut up.
The trench coat guy, I remember.
And some girl's just like, your Call of Duty skills are amazing. There's a fucking brown jizz load because he's been drinking so much Pepsi Max.
It's disgusting. There's some just smelly bastards.
It's crazy though, isn't it? It's like, you see that, like, the in-betweeners, that show is such a good idea because you can be an in-betweener.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can be someone who's you're fucking way better looking and way better shape, way more things going for them than, like, some fucking loser who's in another little subgroup where he's the king.
Yeah.
But then you're not cool enough or good looking enough to be the fucking top of the range. So you're just in the middle going, like, what's wrong with me? Like, what's going on?
Just talking to everybody, but for some reason you're on the outside.
Yeah. You'd be sitting there going, like, I'm in decent shape. I've fucking got a job and whatever. I'm doing all right. And then this fucking, you know, jobless fucking gamer over here is getting sucked off.
Has a harem? What?
While he's dropping fucking watsits in the back of someone's head. Not a euphemism. Do you know what I mean? He's literally like, just fucking, you don't have to worry, Mick, because everyone thinks you're hot. I've wrote that down on a page. I had two fucking, I bet you if I did a Snapchat of your face,
they'd be like, who's that fucking dude? It needs to be in constant motion for to get the full effect of what I can kind of do.
Nah, because then it jiggles, you gotta keep it still.
Like, look at the state of my
sponsored post.
I'm just a
But seriously, I put up pictures of Mick and people are like, oh my God, it's so hot.
I've got,
and I'm like, let me get one where he's standing up and moving. And
it's just a bit raw animal magnetism.
Like you're smelling an animal.
If you saw me like being out of breath,
animals want to fuck you.
Being out of breath trying to sit up in the morning, you'd be like, I'm not so sure about that. Don't think his cardio's too good right now.
You see him trying to get that last bit of phlegm out when he's...
You see, I fucking found a peanut in my pocket today. And was thrilled about it. Like,
that was like a bit in Anchorman when he's warming up his voice. Peanut in my pocket. Found a peanut in my pocket today.
That's peanut in my personal pocket.
Now the peanut in the breast pocket of my plaid shirt. I'm sweating. Oh, fuck. Like, that's fat bastard move 101. Really, if you're like, what's that in my pocket? Food.
Do you know what the worst thing is? There was crisps.
Not in a packet.
There was crisps in there as well. Like, what the fuck? What have I been doing?
How the fuck did that happen?
No idea.
There was more. It was like, I have a couple more.
Holy shit. There's a fucking sandwich down my chin. Just found a King's Mill 50-50.
Found a tin of ravioli up my asshole. It's like, it's like fucking
greeny brown sauce in 2 seconds.
I still slag Maureen because like I woke up with Warner. I don't know, she was like fucking lying in bed and she'd roll over and like half her jammy top was up her back and there was a green Skittle stuck to her back. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You've got a Skittle stuck to your back, you fucking mess. Maureen literally can't, like, so you know when people are like, oh my god, I'm a chocoholic. Maureen is like, cannot go, like, She, there's no way she could go to sleep without not having chocolate that day.
Really?
I'm not, no, in any way, shape, or form.
Fucking hell.
And she's lost weight, which is crazy.
Aye. Diabetes.
Diabetes. Mm. Diabetes. I'd love a wee drop of diabetes.
I weighed myself today, apparently. I've lost. My mass scales must be broke because I'm like, there's no way I've lost.
Maybe you just took your shirt off and doing nothing. Two baguettes in it that you didn't fucking know about and you've actually lost weight.
Took my jeans off, now I'm not carrying shopping.
Let me just step in here, take my clothes and groceries off. You can come in and buy.
Why did you get 5 bananas in your boot? What?
Huh? Who put fruit in my bag?
What's a banana?
Fruit in the boot sounds like a good film.
It does, though.
What was I going to say?
Or you've abducted a gay man.
Do you ever, like... <there's> a... That's what I'm saying. It's a gay portal. Fruit's in the boot. There seems to be something wriggling. In the back
fruit here. In the boot too, queer in the rear.
Fruits in the boot too. Tokyo Blift. Tokyo Blift. I don't know. Sponsored ad. I feel like Kylie Jenner or whichever one fucking drinks the Pepsi Max. Kendall.
I don't know any of those people.
I'll hot mech. Tell us more about this hemorrhoid. How'd you find out about that? But surely you would know if you had a hemorrhoid.
I think I do have a hemorrhoid. Like
what? What you, but you, it, it's like going, I think I have a broken ankle. You'd know, you know, but it's kind of like...
It's not. No, I've never had one before. And it's the first time I've looked back there as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... basically, there's something growing out of my hole. And I'm not sure what it is. But I think it's a hemorrhoid.
But is there blood in the stool?
No, there's no blood in the stool. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. Just I've got friends who have a full-length mirror, but like right beside their bog. And I was like, I'm just going to have a wee look at my hole when I'm here. And I was like, well, that doesn't... Not going back up there. That's...
A wee look at your hole.
Just a wee. Do you ever just look at your hole? Excuse me.
I mean, not in quite some time.
Me neither, and you should, because at our age and our weight, Colin, we're like, there's two Venn diagrams with piles in the middle. It's me and you, brother.
Don't look at your hole. I fucking. I might need to look at it today. I was doing sets of 110k deadlifts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I may well have hemorrhoids now.
Aye,
just off today.
Blown it out, yeah.
I've never actually done deadlifts before. I've done it in the trap bar thing, but I've never done them proper. And I came straight home and ordered new trainers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Feet fucked?
You need I think you really do need, like, you know, like, people wear, like, running shoes to the gym. I think if you're doing more weights and you're... Well, obviously, I'm doing no fucking running at all. It's all, like, on the bike and all. So I had to order myself, like, almost, like, CrossFit-style trainers. So they're, like, flat for, like, weightlifting.
Oh, yeah.
But then they also...
Just help you spread the weight out more, suppose it? Like,
yeah, well, I need to spread as much weight as I can fucking possibly handle. I don't know what it is. It feels like they're the ones who ordered there. I have to fucking...
They're nice.
They're so gay. But you gotta... I don't know. It's not, like, it feels like... You know when you have flat feet, don't you? You gotta wear that arch thing. If I wear shoes with an arch and I do weightlifting or something, it feels like there's a fucking golf ball under my foot. So I just take them off and do it barefoot, which you're supposed to do, but like... you still need to wear fucking shoes, so I got a nice flat pair of shoes. That's exciting, Chad, isn't it?
Nice. Yeah. Get them wee ninja boots, the wee toes.
Oh, the I nearly would.
Yeah.
I nearly would. It would freak the fuck out of me having something between my toes, like.
I can't wear, like, flip-flops with the fucking like wee...
And also, mm-hmm. You know what else is shit about them? They kind of keep them open foot, and then there's, like, a strap over it, so it's like a wee sandal, like a baby would wear. Remember, like, a baby shoe? Right. It's got, like a wee strap over the top of the foot, and then it's open. That's what they're like.
You get a wee bit of, just that wee horseshoe mark. Just,
yeah. You get sunburn in a fucking, like, that shape.
Have you ever tried on a pair of Crocs?
No, but I would get some.
Comfy as fuck.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, like, chefs and stuff wear them.
It's like walking on a fucking cloud. Like,
no, I would legit get them.
Yeah.
No joke, for, like, knocking about the house. Because I'm constantly, like, trashing fucking shoes. Just shoving my feet into them to go to, like, the car or something. Aye. So I might get a pair.
I highly recommend it. I might get a pair myself. Should you get matching Crocs for your wedding?
Food just Factory.
For the morning of it.
Shout out to Food Factory. I know they sell Crocs.
You do a couple of...
Let's make a vlog where we go Croc shopping. A
couple of fucking pairs of wedding Crocs for the buys. Just for the morning of.
Fucking cigar in our Crocs, bro.
Polishing Colin's head for the big day.
Putting some anti-sheen on.
Does anybody know how to do a fucking bow tie?
Just glue it on. The fuck? I don't know whether to go tie or bow tie yet. I'll get both, see what happens.
No.
Might go bow tie. Bow tie's a bit lost because my torso's so big.
Aye.
You know, like, it's a big area, and then...
Tie can be a bit more slimming, can it? Like, just...
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, you can maybe go bigger.
Bigger bow?
Bigger bow, like, fucking, like a clown.
Yeah, could work. I know a guy can hook that up.
Oh, fuck. I need to get, I'm thinking of some sort of headwear. I think that should be our next project.
Yeah.
Because I wear hats all the time. Not now, obviously, but, like, I wear hats a lot. Why would I not have a sweet wedding hat?
It's a good point.
And I was like, I might get a nice flat cap one. Then Maureen's like, just get one like you'd normally wear. And I was like, I can't, that's ridiculous to wear like
with
fucking
a fucking
suit and all that shit. It's not even a suit, really. It's just, I'm basically building a suit.
Yeah, you couldn't wear a baseball cap, one of those.
No, but you get a cool flat cap for the nighttime. In fact, Maureen's getting like, she's like, I'm going to get myself like a brand new nice pair of trainers for the nighttime.
Yeah.
Because we're having like a sweet DJ and all, bro. You know, big tracks.
Right now, it's only, what is it, 2 months?
Real soon. I'm getting like tingly in my bollocks.
Oh, you're going to have a wife? Oh, I don't like it. Colin, don't like it. No. No. I was supposed to be your wife.
That's what confuses me about marriage is like, you're just kind of like, what's going to be different? Nothing really. Like,
yeah, it's, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which, I mean that in a nice way. Do you know what I mean? It'll be nice to have a big party and all, but you're like, you know, it's not like, I don't know. If anything, you get married, it's worse. Like, you know, now I can like, flog you to death with a bat, you know, like we're in Saudi Arabia. Giving me shit, I cut your hands off.
No more driving for you, woman.
Yeah. Get out of the car. And what's the thing in Saudi Arabia? All you have to do is accuse them of adultery 3 times. It's like, you cheat on me, bitch. You cheat on me, bitch. You cheat on me, bitch. On your knees, please. Shink. Head off.
Somebody was telling me about...
How did you cut someone's head off? That cracks me up.
Did you... Like, was it like fucking half hour, 1 hour marriages or something like that was a thing people were doing?
What?
So basically like a lot of people in like Arab countries that wanted to buck each other but couldn't do it outside of wedlock would be like... Would just marry each other. But like, right, because all you have to do is like say you're married in the Quran or whatever like that. So you can just be like, we're married now. She's like, okay. Donk, 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 donk. And then be like, we're divorced now. Okay.
And then turn around and be like, she's dirty whore. She's dirty, dirty whore bastard.
Choppy, choppy.
I tell you what, that they are some seriously hot women. See like, see like a pale Middle Eastern woman.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Dubai or any of those places, like a stopover, anything?
Fuck me.
Seeing that Dubai Mall thing, see some of the women, you're like, Jesus. You ever see fucking Christ.
Whose podcast I listen to?
A news concert firing fucking...
Aye.
What do you call them? That's not a burqa, what do you call it? Hijab?
Aye.
You're making them wear a fucking towel over their head? If it's one of those things where like, I don't want you to look at my wife, fair enough.
Aye, keep that under wraps.
Absolutely banging. Yeah. Some of the girls walking around and you just see their eyes and you're like, I would let... That would do me.
Aye. They've got them gorgeous fucking brown eyes.
Yeah, like, but they really go to town on that sort of like, yeah. You know, like, ooh, I'm a fucking, you know, Arab princess. I like that shit. Into it.
It's like a talking glory hole in it.
They're kind of like, they're slightly more exotic looking like Kardashian. You know, I feel like the Kardashians are half Americanized because their man's like white or something. Aye. But that, see that Armenian,
that kind of heritage,
Iranian,
yeah.
That sort of shit.
Do you ever see photos of like Iranian women in the 70s before?
Because they all have big tits and big arses too.
Oh man, I love big tits and big arses.
Almost at the same time.
If it's on the same person, even better.
Even better, sure.
Jesus Christ.
I'm trying my best not to.
But I definitely think it's the thing. Like, if you go to like any other city or town or country or anything, your first fucking instinct is just a man is like, all the women are fucking unbelievable. Like,
well,
I've had it happen like in Glasgow the first time I was there. Like, what? Why are you? And then after the kind of, after the dust settles a little bit, you're like, oh, actually, that was just the jet lag because everybody's stank.
No, well, Glasgow's like. Like I lived there for a bit. Glasgow's either like high end, artsy, real beautiful fucking girls, or absolute fucking.
You could do with some
sun. There's like no in between.
Yeah, it's the same in where the fuck was it? Serbia. It was exactly the same. It's like model like the middle aged women mustn't leave the house because it's like young hot as fuck, and then just these old. Like bin bags around their head. Like,
I mean, that feels like a sort of place where it's like, enjoy yourself while you're young, because as soon as you're married, you're like, you're really married, you know?
Or, yeah, maybe just, I don't know, as soon as you hit 30, the fucking, a gypsy curse on you. Just
that's another thing. Do you ever watch those like gypsy programs?
Oh my God.
Where they're like, all these wee girls run around and they're like, I'm fucking 16, I'm fucking whatever. And they're just giant tits, hot as fuck. And then the ma is like, she's only 30.
Aye.
You know?
But stinking.
Buckling like, shite.
Aye.
You know? I got in the fucking caravan. I didn't stop eating Greggs for 16 years. Where's my fags? Under my tit.
I watched the... What do you call those? No, those fucking stupid shows where, like, they're like, interview cops. And they're trying to make it exciting about, like, you know, a bunch of travellers have turned up in a football pitch. Well, yes, we approached the travellers at 4:45 p.m. And it was like... The whole way through it, they're just trying to be like, well, this we have nothing against the travelling community. We're just, you know, we're just trying to move people on as private property. And but as the episode goes on, you're like,
you fuck
just,
off, you gypsy cunt.
You can see the guy just being like, fucking hate pikeys. Like, you can just see them getting worse and worse the whole way through the episode.
I have nothing against, like, travellers as a race. The thing that annoys me is that they're, like, lawless.
Yeah.
You know? They're like, oh, I'll just fucking do whatever I want. And you're like,
there's a bit of me respects it as well. There's a bit of me like, well, fair fuck's sake. Like, yeah, you can get away with it.
Sort of living like, off the grid is very appealing.
Fuck! Sorry! Didn't mean to hit, sorry. Did you hear that thing about in Lurgan a couple of weeks ago? With it, you know, the graveyard down the bottom of my Naz Lane?
For a machete attack.
Machete attack, right? But this is like...
First of all, it never occurred to me. First of all, it didn't even occur to me to be like, I wonder if it's not the one near Mickey's house? Because it's like top of the lane. But it obviously was like
yeah, because my I read it, like heard about it in the paper and all sort of stuff. But our sir had phoned me first of all, and like once we're like I'd been away fucking gigging in London and being all fucking I'm Londony and
metropolitan
like,
as fuck.
Yeah, getting all fucking used to the speed of like major cities and thinking I can fucking live here.
Yeah,
getting ideas about my station and then phoning home and being like what was the crack of that thing at the graveyard? And my sister was like fuck me. She goes, I was like, I hear somebody get stabbed. She's all stabbed. They were fucking hitting each other with cars. She was like driving home from work. And the like full blown fucking destruction derby. And it's a tiny, like you've seen it. It's like,
yeah, you can barely fit a car
yeah,
in it.
Like, and they're full blown, like backing them up and doing it again and kicking the fuck out of
it. Was it like a traveller?
Yeah, it was a big traveller funeral. And it just, whatever happened, it just fucking kicked off.
I remember, like...
They took him outside. Punched the fucking head at him.
Pull him out of the car. Pull him out of the box.
You bastard. He's biting me, boss. He's biting me.
That's fucking crazy. Oh, he's taking a fit. Hold on a second. I love that. I fucking love that clip. He's, oh, shit. We need...
I don't know if I can tell a story in case it's a comedian's bit.
Okay.
But Connor Keyes told me a story once. We had like, oh, watch this first.
Yeah, watch this.
Who you say is We're back there with all your own people. Just me and Black Tom here, right? We're not bothered about anybody. I'm here now. Get moving. Come on.
Oh, he's taking get a fit.
Come on.
All right, I hear taking a fit.
Come on.
Oh, he's taking get a fit.
Come on.
All right, I hear taking a fit. That time.
He's taking a fit. I would love if he was being sincere there, and he's like, oh, you know, he takes fits that time. I thought he was taking a fit. I remember playing rugby in Ballymena once, and this guy fucking scored a try. He was like one of those, like, he played prop, but he was like real fast, mobile prop, big guy.
Aye.
Runs over the line, scores a try, has a full seizure, and no one does anything. And I'm like, is he fucking all right? And the guy goes, hey, he fucking takes me turn the odd time. I was like, takes a turn? Takes a turn? I thought he was dead.
But I think there's, if you do get...
Jesus.
Is there something if you do take regular seizures, it's just like best to just let them fucking...
Aye, but like stick them on the side is. Or something?
Aye, Jesus. I trail them off. Like,
people die all the time of fucking...
That's true.
What do you call it? See, it's my bastard.
I just got you, junkies, your jites. You junkies bastards, yeah. Right, this is going to do now.
I like this one because it sounds like he's getting really emotional.
You never had a son that had been on Alan. Did you hear me? Right? You come along. You like, come along.
You
come
along,
Tommy. You're sending me Tommy and Avon.
My favourite thing. Spitting everywhere. My favourite thing is when someone is talking pure gibberish and they write phonetically exactly what they say there, and they're just saying, oli, oli, oli. He went all fucking Italian. Oh, Tommy and Navin. Oli, oli, oli. Ali, oli.
You're sending me Tommy and Navin. Tommy and Navin. Danny bet you 3 times in one night, and you cried into Mugatni's face.
Mugatni?
Tell me that.
Robert Mugatni?
You're not in. You wouldn't box him the second time. He begged you to box. He cried outside Longford. Outside my Mary's house in Longford. He cried like a big child. To him, right? He cried. He junkies bastards, yeah. Now listen. Me glad these boys are going to carry your boys first. I'm not going to skip the queue. But I want to fight Davey first. Then your son John. He's the same age as myself, 34. He's in the prime of his life. I'm in the prime of my life. I've no... Davey first, then your son John. He's the same age as himself, 34. He's in the prime of his life.
34, bro. I mean, I know it's rich. I was talking about how you're looking rough your age. But...
Life, I'm in the prime of my life. I have no excuses. I want Davey first, and then John.
You just would not fucking let's get on your shoulders.
You junkies, junkies, bastard. Now, let's not go for the other guys. Salt.
Nah, I'd fight him. There's a lot of them where they're having these boxing matches, and you're like, you shouldn't be fighting at all. Why are we all slabbering and fighting?
Aye.
When none of yous can fight?
And there's other ones where you're like, they would...
Yeah, some of them are rough as shit, like, but he's...
Get out there, Jesus. It's only going to Joe's family. It's all over the tapes in Jamaican. And the DVDs in Jamaican. You're saying you're the king of this and the king of that. You're the king of dog shite. The junkies bastard, yeah. I'm going to shake them hands. Watch your sons. Dog shite.
That's the best line.
You're the king of this and the king of that. You're the king of dog shite.
You're the king of dog shite. I might name, if I'm going to do a show this year, like, you know, like in the autumn, I might call it the king of dog shite.
That's not bad.
What's your show called this year?
Crucifying Fergal.
Where's that come from again?
We were kids, basically. We had
any shows coming up, Mick?
I do have shows coming up. I've got the Glasgow Comedy Festival next Saturday.
I don't believe you.
10th of March.
Where are you playing?
The Yes Bar, which is also my birthday as well. So if you want to come for here, like a pint, one hit.
That's interesting. I hear
Belfast this Sunday. I'm doing the first wee run out of the new Edinburgh show.
How do you get into the Glasgow Comedy Festival?
I have no clue.
You see, the problem is, I'm always like stuck in this world between like, I'd like to be involved with that. I'd like to be involved in the stand and all that shit. But then,
it's also not worth your time.
But then we just went over and did two fucking solo gigs. Aye. So like, you feel left out, but you're like,
You're in a way, you're kind of doing it the right way in that you're not having to go over when there's a festival on and compete with other things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking...
I was laughing because it was like Aisling B, who's obviously 8 out of 10 cats and ton of shit. But I was just like, we were in the same... Me, you, her, she, you know, in the same sketch show about fucking 8 years ago.
Yeah.
The worst sketch show of all time.
Second worst of all time.
And then... She's literally on like big American comedians podcasts doing all these fun comedy festivals, and I'm like, what happened? She was talking about like opportunities and women in comedy and how the numbers are fucking massively, you know, male heavy, but like still the thing that bothers me about the sort of stuff I do and stuff in the comedy world,
yeah,
you're still waiting for opportunity. Do you know?
Yeah.
I don't wait for opportunity. I take it.
Just go fucking...
I reach over and I take it.
I'll take somebody else.
But do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You could still be like, you're still waiting for a green light from another person.
Aye, it's crazy. You know? Yeah, it's a fucking...
Which I don't like at all.
Yeah.
You know,
it's definitely something I've been getting fed up of this last year or so. Like, because like I was overdoing a couple of gigs in London where it was like, I'd done three open spots over the course of maybe 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're waiting a year to get a fucking unpaid open spot and you're like...
Mad.
And had gone in and like, I mean, destroyed. Like fucking destroyed. And they were like, well, come, I want to see some more. Come back and do another open spot. And I went in, I didn't even do, like went back and did the same material because it was like, I'm not... And only whenever, like, so that this club offered me another 10-minute open spot and I went, no. And they went, okay, do you want to come do a 20-minute paid slot? And I was like...
Give me that.
Well, yeah.
Give me that first, obviously.
Like, just me turning this down. There's so many fucking weird psychological things you have to play to get an opportunity in the first place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I now tell people I live in London.
Oh, totally.
Because without a doubt. And work is flying in. Like,
it was like when I lived in Glasgow and lived near the Stand, I told them, they were like, oh, maybe could you make it over on a boat for like this gig? Oh, fuck. And I was like, I live here now. And they're like, oh, right. And I was like, I'm actually really close.
Yeah.
So if anything drops out, I can be there in fucking 10 minutes, basically. Yeah. And that actually got me like a pile of shit.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Like, it's just, if you're not fucking on their doorstep constantly. But that's what, like, because I was in London again at the weekend and I was like, am I going to move? And I just went, I cannot justify fucking paying that level of rent.
I mean, the thing is,
a grand a month.
I was talking to a fella, shout out to Duggar, who came to the fucking show. But, like, he was saying, like, you just get paid more in London. That's the thing. Like, the money.
But not for comedy.
No, not for comedy. But, like, regular jobs and shit. You know, if you moved over there and you're like, chances are you maybe have to get a fucking job anyway for a minute.
Oh, yeah, at definitely. Least.
But, like, you do get paid more than you would over here just because it's hectic to live there. Like, I don't know.
It goes
you
as far.
You spoke to Niamh Maron. What's she up to?
She I haven't talked to her. I know she was
seven jobs and doing tons of gigs.
I know a couple of comics over there that are like, working flat out. And that's kind of like, it's one of the things I've said to mates of mine that are doing stand-up in London, that a couple of mates that like are like, you have to be here. And I'm like, well, you're not getting anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Because everyone's there.
Yeah.
So it's that fucking flip of like, everyone's there, plus the standard isn't that good.
Yep.
And I have one job and it's comedy and you have fucking three.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just to be living there.
Oh, absolutely. I don't see... I mean, like, the route to go, unless you're looking to do that whole, like, traditional route of, like, you know, I do stand-up, I do this, I get seen, I put myself in front of certain people, I get a break on something, like a panel show or TV or whatever, get my name out there, move up the fucking chain. You know, the best thing to do now is to be doing your own thing. And stand up, and you're just pushing yourself as a brand.
Yeah.
And you get to the point where, like, that fucking Farmer Michael guy. Do you know that guy?
Yeah.
Kathleen, you fucking. Yeah. Whatever. That cunt's just done finishing, like, a. Now, this is the fucking stupid thing. That guy made a few videos, which were, like, shy quality, still haven't really improved in quality. Pretty funny, whatever. Gets his fucking Facebook page up to like 200,000 people and then does a UK tour, having not done live stuff ever. So they got to fucking build a live show around that. Now people will turn up and just be like, oh, I'm just here to fucking get a photo and buy a piece of merch. But I'll sit through this thing where you're probably doing the same shit you've been doing. You know, it's like, and then you would take someone like you're probably you, because I do all their shit, but it's like, you could build your own shit and then go do that, and you actually can perform live. Whereas this cunt's having to learn.
It's a fucking.
This cunt's having to learn how to fucking.
But that's
like,
that's the thing.
Put together a stage show.
Talking about a guy as well is like, there's a lot of like audiences don't necessarily give a fuck anymore about how good it is because they don't know.
No, but then that what happens is like, if you're in any way adequate or fucking adept, is that the word?
No.
You fucking blow them out of the water because they're like, oh, I thought this was just a load of shit.
Well, that's, if you put them on, if you put those people on a club.
Oh, eat bag.
Like Jesus Christ.
But like, if you can do a gig to fucking 500 people and you walk away with fucking 10 grand or something.
No.
Who gives a fuck? I know. You know what I mean?
It's a fucking weird, like, because I saw recently there's a guy from Liverpool, so that Hot Water Comedy Club. They've started so he's doing the Apollo in London.
Of course.
Because his clips got that many fucking hits, and they're not that great.
They're not that great, just standard. But the thing is, people aren't exposed to comedy, live comedy, that much, and they just do it regularly. That's the thing. It's like if you just make it available, something will catch on.
Yeah.
Like it's not a difficult process. I should be doing it with Lavery's. I should be just filming Lavery's and go, right, lads, can I put up your clip where you're fucking talking to something, whatever.
It's weird because even like,
is it the host guy? That guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Sky guy.
I read a wee bit of the article, but he's doing like a fucking massive tour. Fair play to him too. I think he's coming over here as well. Like,
he might be funny.
He probably is.
He seems like a good MC.
I would say like if he's gigging in Liverpool regularly enough, he's going to be
fucking tiny dick. See him, the guy with the steroids. No steroids, mate. Fucking tiny dick. Guy's like, I think that's a myth. I think you get tiny balls. Your balls
definitely shrink, yeah.
Do them hit back in the day when you were fucking juicing?
No, because I was talking to somebody about it in a gym I used to go to in Derry where everybody was fucking roided up.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, how you fucking, your balls got, why are you small? Is that right, Sandra?
Chrissy Bice, hit the fucking roids.
Hit the roids, man.
Bring that ball back up a couple of feet.
To be able to walk again, God bless you. Broke his legs, he took his
pants off. He's the only man where, like, if you know, because he came out as gay and everyone was like, surprise. be some crack if he was just banging someone, they're like, oh yeah, deeper. And he's like, I'll give you fucking deeper. Pulls his dick out, shoves his bag in.
Make you look like a turkey. Like,
gobble, gobble, bitch.
Choke my heart on the wrap the scrotum around your throat. It's just a long ball bag. Hi, Chrissy, by the way. Thanks for booking all those gigs and giving me money.
I feel like I could do OMA every Friday night.
It's the best.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you would just be like, oh, you have a residency in OMA, no matter in where it is. Daly's, Bogan's. I'll go down and do it. Like,
it's one of those, like, I think OMA, Lavery's, I think, like, a great night in Lavery's is the same as OMA, where you walk off going, I am a genius. And then you do it somewhere else and you're like, lying bastards.
Nah, but I think it's just some people are fucking idiots and some people are a bit more switched on. That's it. You know, like generally speaking, you know, in society, in the world, the people you want to be doing comedy to are the cool fucking hip people.
Yeah.
The people you want to be
anymore.
The people you want to be performing to. No, but kind of still. No. You know what I mean? You go outside that, like, you know, you want that artsy fucking hipster crowd because they absorb the most shit. They get the most references. Like that fucking corporate I did the other week. That they're all working people, busy fucking solicitors and shit.
Yeah.
They're not getting references to things and stuff. I think
I figured it, like, there's a formula to smashing every gig. Do you know what I mean? Like, so there's gigs like you can do. Like, so I was doing support for Jim Owen on Saturday and Sunday night, and the first two shows were like, fuck, I don't know how to. And the third one was like, you just have to figure out exactly what they have come to see and give them that.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same with fucking, like, doing gigs. If you do, like, a BBC Northern Ireland warm-up, it's like, right, who's Catholic, who's Protestant? Yeah!
The callback to Aisling B there in that podcast of Burr Kreischer's, she was saying about, like, tailoring your act to, like, a mainstream room and an alt room.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's not that difficult, it's just a slight shift. And she was saying, like, it's kind of just like, you know, making a bit more of an effort. She goes, like, if you were sitting eating dinner or something, I'm paraphrasing this, in your own house, in your fucking sweats or whatever.
Yeah.
If your mate invited you around for dinner, you'd put something a bit nicer on just to go around out of respect. She goes, that's kind of what it's like. Like, you just change yourself you maybe do, like, a better version of yourself or a cleaner version or
sometimes
whatever.
I suppose it's different for everybody. I always think it's that the difference in it is just like the volume and fucking like pace of it. So like I think mainstream rooms,
you need a lot of shit.
It's like a lot more showbiz. Like it's a fucking mini like the Empire, for example, is like a theater gig almost. That kind of
hate the Empire. Like I can't. Even
but it's that big shouty fucking, and then like the black box on a Saturday afternoon.
Sit on the stool.
Like sit on the stool or fucking stand your foot up against the wall or something. Like, yeah. And just go, is this funny?
And then like, unfortunately, I don't have the skill to change at all. So, like, I'll just fuck it. Like, it worked once when, like, at the Fringe in that bus, Chrissy Bowes just doing. And Paddy McDonald went on, who, you know, is rough as fuck. And he's like, ah, the flipping. Because there was, like, a kid in.
Aye.
And he was, like, dodging all this material. And I was like, I'm just going to go for it because I actually can't clean this up. So I'll just go for it.
Yeah.
And it worked. And the fucking kids laughing. The ma's laughing. I think I actually
that's
was like,
thing about the fringe
I was
well,
like, I'll try and keep this quiet. Or I'll try and keep it clean or something. Then I did that Jimmy Savile bit. And I was like, so Jimmy Savile. And that got a laugh. And I was like, oh, well, then they're obviously quite cool with it. Whereas Paddy probably would have went back on and went, fuck, he's hanging a fucking. And just launch into
are
it.
Are ready
and,
for it now?
And an absolutely murder. Do you know what I mean? Like, but he was that's just trying to watch himself.
That's
but
the one thing I do like about the Fringe is that, like, because the reviews and all the middle class shit is what's written down on paper, but the actual fucking festival
is just people
happens, yeah, like in the moment. So, like, yeah. I told you about like that dude brought like his 8-year-old grandson to my gig.
You see, that's young enough where they're actually not going to get anything.
Oh man, he got every like,
really.
I was doing that bit about wanking myself dry and shit like that, and I'm like, at the, like I was like, this is going to be weird as fuck. And I was doing, there was some stuff I was doing the wheel, I was laughing his balls off it, and his granddad was like, yeah. And then I got to the end, I was like, right, when I say earmuffs, you need to put your fucking finger and just don't listen to any of this. So I get the end, I'm like, earmuffs, and he, it was cute as fuck, he put his finger, and then I'm fucking like slapping the mic, yeah, and all that shit. And it was only when I got home, my girlfriend was like, fucking hell, his what I did on my summer holidays essay is going to be fucking mad. like,
and then the ginger Irishman lady. The tall fat leprechaun. It was like, stick your, come to, you can't come no more. Sorry. The
flappercon, that's what I should call myself.
Slappercon. I just forgot about this, right?
Just spitting you, sir.
Making sir, did you say that? Aaron sent me this video, right? And I don't want to, it's a thing of him going around LA asking people about things, right? And I hope he doesn't mind me doing this, right? I nearly fucking, I'm not going to, I'll show you it all after, uh-huh, but I can't play any more of it here because it's his video. And I actually, he goes, I'll send this to you. And he goes, I have to bring this down from like 6 minutes to fucking 3 or something. And I was like, whatever. Like, and I watched it. And then I was like, don't let anyone do anything. I was like, literally send me the footage without the time codes and I'll do it.
Aye.
Because if you're going to put it out for fucking people here, basically, it's like, I'll fucking edit it for you.
Aye.
For nothing. Because I like, I know how funny it could be. It just needs cut down a good bit, right? Listen to this one bit. I nearly fucking had to go to hospital. So he's basically chatting to people in LA, like, you know, like, how's she cutting? And the guy's like, what, dude? But when you hear him talk to this fucking Asian girl, I near fucking burst. Where he is.
At sus nae. What would that mean?
What, at sus nae?
At sus nae. Say it.
At sus nae?
This is like a fucking, oh my god, I'm gonna have a heart attack.
What a fucking culture clash.
That's this name. How weirdly, funny is that?
It's kind of making me think of that kind of Japanese poem, which it does it as well.
That's this name. That's this name.
Up our heads.
That's us name. What would that mean?
What, that's us name?
Put it just to like,
she literally sounds like, if you just got some Uyghur, like,
put it back to right before she says it, right? And for those of you listening at home, imagine a wee bit of Japanese porn, just like, right?
I know, you're like,
see what I mean?
Suck my big fat cock, would
right.
You?
Got all over her face.
Just, and she's all like, oh my goodness, what happened, Mr. Maker? I'm Spanish now. Maggie's like, there you go, take that, love.
Ah, you're welcome. Good girl.
Good girl yourself, you dirty bastard.
Get that curler in here to clean this mess up.
Oh, by the way, if anyone's thinking, not thinking, many people have sent me messages. There's new Blender t-shirts out on Friday, Mick, just wondering. Black. What other gigs have I to fucking promote?
Time of the day, is she?
Look at that. Jesus Christ. Well, we'll do some questions.
Aye.
We'll keep this podcast slightly shorter. I might do my
elongated version.
No, like I might do like an intro before we start chatting and whatnot. We've got sent some questions. Have you ever or would you ever consider doing a gig on guitar? You seem fairly knowledgeable and I've seen a few vids of you playing.
Nah, I had to give it up.
Also, shout out to Mickey. I played a wedding in Donegal a few years ago. He was at. Wanted to tell him I love this stuff, but I didn't want to annoy him at the wedding. He pulled out some unreal dance moves. Oh, that's creepy.
That is creepy as fuck.
No, I can
think, I know what wedding he was talking about.
I don't know if I could play the guitar. I don't know anything on the guitar.
Aye.
Really?
You make it sound delicious.
But how the fuck could, I don't understand how I could, like,
My nose clean.
Work it in. Yeah, I don't know how I can work it in. Aye. Do you know, like, how, what am I supposed to do? Yeah, fucking bloody blah, transgender. Like,
do a bit
cocks,
of Hollyoaks,
and then just be like,
you're never gonna learn it, and take it back off.
Who did that?
Adam Lachlan did a really good bit about it.
What the fuck's going on, Hollyoaks, man? Fucking Adam. Fucking cheeseburger.
Put the burnt slice back in.
What was the last time I seen him? How did he fucking murder the place? I can't remember. If you knew someone was gay but you want confirmation, how do you get it? Also, have you tried the new Grand Big Mac?
Just ask them if they're gay and no.
Wait a minute. No, I haven't tried the Big Mac. Have you tried a Big Mac?
Not yet. But I remember they had a Mega Mac years ago. Remember
I don't really like Big Macs anyway. Yeah. I like that Big Tasty. It's good because it's more like a fucking actual burger.
Aye.
Big Mac's like, where's the beef, bro?
I am enjoying this whole customise your own fucking sandwich thing in McDonald's now. With the touchscreen. Fair luck of
Jalapenos. In the shop?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that, bro. I haven't seen that.
Fair luck of Jalapenos and the Big Mac.
I'll tell you what was funny. When we were in Vietnam, you go into McDonald's. We were pished, like, obviously, and went in. And they do, like, all the McDonald's shit, but then they do Vietnamese shit, McDonald's version.
Oh, really?
So it'd be like the McPho and all this other shit. Like McBan Me. Crazy.
Bow.
Have you seen 5-year engagement?
I think
with Jason Segel.
Is that the one where he jumps in the snow and there's a fire hydrant underneath it or something?
Yeah, might happen in it. But like, see, the first time I watched that, I was like, this might be one of the funniest fucking comedy movies I've ever seen.
Aye.
The fucking, like, the amount of bits in it where I was killing myself laughing. The bit where he goes to the party and you know, Reese Ifans or something?
Yeah.
If I told you, he has this dog and he goes, oh, this is my dog, Gwr, or something like that. And they're like, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's like a Welsh word for something. And he goes, Gwyneth? And he's like, no, Gwr. Like this here, Gwr. And they're all trying to say it. He's like, Gwyneth Paltrow. And they all try and say it. And then they carry on with the conversation. And then there's this one Asian guy and he goes, wait, I got it. Going. Like this. I remember it. We watched it in Glasgow for the first time. I've watched it about 10 times since. I was like, had no clothes on in bed, and I'm rolling about like a wee fat baby, just dick and asshole all over the place, like fucking slapping the bed, like rolling up in sheets, like, ah! But it's just the way, you know, you forget about it. It's like, I got it. Going. Like, so serious. I fucking near died.
I watched that Three Billboards outside of Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
You seen that?
In the cinema or something? No, I haven't seen it. Did my phone die?
My mom had on her fucking.
Did my phone die?
Again?
How embarrassment.
No battery or?
Oh no, sorry. Fuck. Sorry, I just forgot how to work an iPhone there real quick. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
There's a bit in it though. It's not as good, but where somebody throws like a tin of Coke at your woman's car, which is dropping her kid off to school.
Right.
So the whole thing is like her fucking daughter got murdered. And she puts these billboards up to like ask the chief of police why he hasn't done anything about it. And that, so it's all this badness unfurls and then everyone starts hating her. She pulls up to the school where her son, somebody throws a fucking tin of juice at the car. And she gets out of the car and she walks over to this dude and she's like, did you throw that can? And he's like, no, she just kicks him in the balls. Right. She turns around, it's a wee girl. She's like, did you throw that can? And she's like, no, she just kicks her in the fanny. I was just like, somebody getting kicked in the fanny is so much funnier.
Oh, yeah. Like, that would never hurt your foot if you kicked someone in the fanny. Pink.
31 years of age, just laughing at getting kicked in the balls. It's still the best.
Kicking a fanny. I remember that's the closest I ever came to hitting a girl in primary school. Someone kneed me in the balls. But she didn't. There was no. She was doing it like it was a new trick. Like her dad or someone was like, if any boys give you shit, just knee them in the bollocks. And she would. I can't remember anything happening. I wasn't really even talking to her. And she was just like, huh, Colin. And just went, douche, and kneed me in the balls. And I went near fucking collapsed. Aye. And I was like, I'm going to beat the cunt out of you.
Did you?
No, I'd love to. I think when you're sub 10 years old, you can punch a girl in the face.
Oh, yeah.
No bother.
I'd punch a girl in the face now if she hit me first. Like.
Yeah. I remember that.
And then shout, equality sucks.
They say, equal rights. How about that? They were asking like Joe Rogan or something like, you know, what would you do if you're with your kids and your wife and someone ran at you with, a girl ran at you with like a broken bottle or something? Yeah. He was like, I would fucking just kick her into a coma. If I'm in danger, he's like, of course I'm going to just fucking roundhouse her head off. Like,
totally, you have to. It's the only way to learn.
If you get into, I feel like the best move, you know, because they talk about self-defense and like, if you're talking about self-defense for women and all that shit, and you're talking about things that are without a doubt gonna work above strength and stuff like that, because there's things where like, and simply grab his collar and choke him, and you're like, no one's gonna do that to you. You're gonna fucking be like, what are you doing, and like push him away. So best thing to do, I think, would be like learn how to roll under for like heel hooks, because people will be like, what the fuck's she doing, and then just snap their knee off
with a heel hook. Totally.
Just crack, or just learn that Muay Thai like front kick. You're like, this is Sparta. A really powerful front kick. Aye. Like a tape, as they call it in Muay Thai. Doosh. Just that front kick.
That would be...
That's why I feel like I would do that girl and not feel too bad about it.
Aye. Right, between the tits.
If she was getting crazy, just fucking... Just doosh right in the middle of the torso. Knock the wind out of her a bit. Do you hear that, Maury? Come back here giving me shit.
I was messing about my...
What happened there?
The glove?
I'm not sure. Maybe we got something. We're running questions, anyway. Let me see. You watching Young Offenders on iPlayer? The movie was belter. I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen the couple of episodes of the show. It's actually very good.
It's good. I watched the movie up until a certain point, and then I thought, do that bit at like the end of where it looks like the happy ending isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was that good. I was like, these lads have been through too much. I can't watch the rest of this.
I haven't fucking seen it. Is Chris Kent in it?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. What would you do if your mate tried to fuck you?
Say no, what? Thank you.
Yeah, I'd be like, Mick, I know you bought me wagon wheels, but like...
That was a tot of...
In fact, that would get you closer to bucking than most things.
Right.
If you had the nickname, one of the General Banter squad, Beast from the East, who would it be?
Dave.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Yeah, actually, from the East Belfast direction.
Right. And a big and beast.
A big fucking hunk of a bitch.
Or Kieran would be the Pest from the West.
In his flounces. I don't know what it is about him calling his wee light fucking... their pajamas.
Aye.
Kieran, you know, let's face it, they're fucking pajamas. The fact that he calls them flounces makes me want a fucking projectile in his face. Did I tell you
I shout at the flounces, Kieran, but
I kept saying to him, stop asking, but do you want to go for a cuppa? Because I will fucking... Columbine this fucking place. We cuppa drives me mental. I don't know why. Like we discussed earlier pre-podcast, I don't think I'm that sane. Like there's something about saying we cuppa, I'm just like, oh god,
stop it,
I'm gonna bite my own teeth out. But then that night he was fucking, him and Dave arrived like at 8:58 when we're starting a gig at 9. Aye. And I was like, where the fuck were you two fucking dickheads handjobbing each other in the car? And he goes, tell you where I was, mate, I was having a cuppa. And I was like, wrestling style, I will smash your guitar over your fucking head. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not even joking.
Give it up, your MC.
And you're not getting away from me. The one occasion where I would win in a police style chase is against you, Kieran. So watch your fucking mouth.
Next question.
I'm away from home working. I away from home working tonight and staying in a really creepy B&B. What do I do if the 80-year-old widow who runs the place tries to ride me in my sleep?
Play possum.
Take it. What's possum? A sexy sex move?
Just playing dead.
I don't know. Yeah, like if it's dark or whatever.
And just do what I would do. Just pull the peanut out of your pocket. Think of a happier time.
Oh, snacks. I don't know. If the light's off.
Well, the peanut's what I call my penis.
Just taking her teeth out.
Oh, I
crack away.
Fuck. There's the times I definitely think I couldn't be in a relationship for my whole life. Because I'd look at the old woman.
But you wouldn't see. You're jumping straight to old woman puss. You get to see the gradual sort of...
I suppose.
You know. What's the word? Degeneration.
Yeah.
Of the puss. And she gets to see your horrendous balls.
That's a good point. I know. It does go both ways. Like,
I almost can't wait.
Lifting your wee apron up over your...
I almost can't wait to the day where I can't get boners. Just to get a bit of shit done.
Aye.
You know? How much freedom would you have?
Oh my God, yeah.
If you're like, listen... I am not poisoned by the furious lust for jizz all day.
Saying that, I'm like I said earlier, I can still rock one out. Like Sarah Connor at the end of Terminator 2. Like,
I don't get that reference. Just, no. I haven't seen any. You know, people talk.
Terminator 2.
I haven't seen Terminator 2. I haven't seen any Star Wars. Haven't seen like.
Like, I'll forgive Star Wars, but just because I know that you can't be talked around, but fucking Terminator, though. Fucking terminated there, bro. Anyway,
will he ever do more episodes of Mike's Moments?
Could do.
Well, absolutely. There's that Blender video I wanted to do, the like Iron Fighter the Warfare one. We still have to shoot that. But yeah, you knock them up whenever you want.
Now that I'm back in the fucking, I mean, the north.
Realistically, you could fucking do that yourself probably too.
Yeah.
Realistically. Yeah, they were funny as fuck. What's the biggest object you could fit inside your ass? Probably the shits that come out of it.
16-inch pizza.
Rolled up, calzone. My dumpy calzone. Yum. I had a Domino's the other night after texting you, do you remember? Aye. When I stayed up way too late with Maureen's dad.
Were you drinking with Maureen's dad as well?
I was at my sister's house and it ran over for way too long. And it said, because they were like, ah, sure, if you're in the house by yourself and all, there's rugby on, whatever, we'll be having a few beers, we'll call down. But I stayed at Rachel's that fucking long. And then I went down. I got home about 10 past 11. And I was like, are you still having beers? And he's like, aye, it's just me at the minute. And then I was like, fuck, I'll go down for a minute. Because I said I thought I'd be down like 8 o'clock or something, way earlier. And then I called down and did like a full night's drinking. But you started half 11.
Aye.
You know, one of those ones. So drank the fucking half 4 in the morning or something. Drove home.
Just drive the road now. You're in the country now.
Fucking windscreen frozen and all, like staring out of a wee hole about the size of a 10p. All through the ice. Savage. And went through the front of the house.
You think you're a brilliant driver. You go, I can drive like fuck when I'm drunk. Never ever drink and drive.
Fully on the wrong side. I mean, I say, we're talking like 30 metres.
Aye.
any wonder those extra salads were free? Moigashal proprietor in... What? Oh, that's... We go there all the time. That's Singe and Burn there.
No.
1 million tax fraud. You feel like...
What a...
You feel like, how do you get that deep in the... you know what I mean? Like, how do you get to the point where it's like, we 1 million now?
Aye.
Do you know? Surely your accountant's had a word with you in the meantime. Do you know?
I suppose,
if you owe 1 million tax, you probably made fucking like 4 million or something like that. Is that math correct?
I don't know. I don't know how it fucking... No, it wouldn't even be 4 million, I don't think. Because over a certain amount of money, you have to pay like 50% of it tax, don't you?
I don't know. It's not 50, is it? Like,
it's pretty high though, isn't it?
But it might go to like 40. I don't think it's half.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that's American style tax.
Aye.
That's grim, isn't it? Like half your money. I'm
working your balls off.
Half your money. But it's just that thing of like, why tell me? It's like us hiring these marquees for the thing. Don't tell me the price, then add VAT on.
Aye.
Put the VAT on it.
Or the flip side of a mobile phone contract, which is they don't tell you the VAT. So you're like, oh, my phone bill's fucking £40 a month. They're like, no, it's actually 60.
Yeah. Cunts, like.
Bastards.
Hidden fees.
Scum.
Just fucking tell me.
I know. Can I go for a piss now?
I can't. Alright, let's wrap this up. And then I'll show you this video if you have any interest. Yeah. See you later, guys. Remember, Lavery's is on next Wednesday, I think. If I'm not mistaken. It is, because there's only 28 days in February, isn't there? Or 29. This year or something. Anyway.
Right.
What about old Kevin Smith having a heart attack there? Did you hear
that? I seen that.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Let's lay off the fucking pork products.
How old is he? He's in his 50s.
He's about to be 50 something.
Still though.
But he spent, you know, can't imagine he's doing much exercise.
Aye.
Probably spends most of his time gym now, stoned actually. And fucking super fat.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine he's doing much moving, you know?
Aye. He's one of those guys, I remember seeing him in the, was it Die Hard or something he was in, like, which is about 10 years ago.
Was he?
He had the fucking, like the worst bald spot in the world, because like his hair looks great.
Who are you talking about?
Kevin Smith, like from fucking Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
He's in Die Hard 4.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck my asshole.
Yeah.
Must check that out. That's another. I think I've seen Die Hard 1, but I don't know. I've seen nothing. Anyway, let's get the fuck out of here. Lavery's is next Wednesday, the 7th. Maybe speak to yourself about that.
Maybe.
And that's about it, folks. See you later.
All the best.
Take care, easy now. All the best. Night,
bye. Bye now.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.